Star Sharon Stone alleges former head of Sony Pictures sexually harassed her. By Warner Todd Houston on November 9, 2023. Academy Award nominee Sharon Stone is alleging she was sexually harassed by a former head of Sony Studios back in the 1980s before she became a superstar. Stone shared her accusations during an appearance on November 7 episode of SiriusXM's Let's Talk Off Camera with host Kelly Ripa, according to The Wrap. The 65-year-old Basic Instinct star did not name any names in the interview, but it is not the first time she has hinted about her #MeToo experience. Stone told Ripa that she had dressed up specially to meet the head of Sony and was sitting on a couch in his office when the incident occurred. The Casino actress went on saying, "He is pacing around the office and he is doing the exact same thing. Oh, it's true what they say about you and you're the most gorgeous. We haven't seen anyone like you in decades. Everybody's talking about you and looking at you. You're the most articulate. You're so smart and beautiful in that hair. I mean, I had hair down, you know, to my waist and, oh, you're just blah, blah, blah." And then he went, came walking right up in front of me and he said, "But first," and he took his penis right out in my face, and of course I was very young and what I do when I'm nervous, because I'm basically a very bubbly person, I started laughing. Stone added she was hysterical, crying and laughing at the same time, and the executive eventually left the room. Then the secretary came in and led her out. Stone has made these claims before. In 2018, she hinted about having suffered sexual harassment during her career. Then, in 2021, she alleged that a producer on the film she was working on tried to pressure her into having sex with her co-star. In the Ripa interview, Stone warned if any man who harassed her ever tries to sit down next to her at an event or dinner without first apologizing for his act of harassment, she will stand up and out him over it. "My statement during #MeToo was, you know who you are. If you want to come to me and say sorry, I will accept you. I will say, I will accept your apology and we can talk it through," she said. "If you don't ever sit next to me again ever, because if you sit next to me again, I'm gonna stand up in public and say, I said, don't sit next to me," she added. Stone also said one man, who she would not name, tried a different tactic on the offer. "One guy sat down next to me and said, I don't know what you think I've done, but if you want to tell me, I'm willing to hear it. And I said, it's time for you to get up," she told Ripa. Still, Stone has also criticized the #MeToo movement, saying in some cases it has needlessly destroys lives. "I don't feel like these trials without due process are entirely appropriate," she said in 2018. "I feel that it's appropriate that people have to take responsibility for the actions, but I do feel that some due process is in order. There's a range of activities. And you can't charge somebody with a felony over a misdemeanor." Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.